Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome everyone to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. My name is Cassandra Job, the presenter of today's broadcast, which is hosted by Philip Finger Agistipe. He will also be today's speaker. Today's discussion is the illusion of the familiarity. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless his ministry. Thank you.
Thank you. We thank God for tonight for another broadcast entitled The Illusion of the Familiarity. The illusion of the familiarity. On this broadcast today, I will briefly enumerate the definition of illusion, and as we know, to link it to what we are familiar with. I will take the concept of this discussion on religion. When I say religion, I mean religion. I'm not trying to say Christianity, Buddhism, Muslim, or anything, but I mean religion. Anything can be religion. Any set of rules, regulation, or idea or belief can become our religion. To some, money is their religion. To some, children is their religion. To some, anything could be their religion. But today, broadcast, like I said, the illusion of the familiarity. I have here what is illusion, the danger, the effect, that is the effect of the illusion. Did illusion have merits and demerits? What are the cause of the illusion? The cause. And we are trying to link it to what is about science. Illusion, as defined by dictionary that I have, just said that illusion is something that deceives by producing a false or misleading impression of reality. In fact, this definition can take us to a lot of discussion, but like I said, this broadcast is just to persuade us, to just illuminate us on idea. And like I just established, the concept of this broadcast tonight take from religion, then I will use Christianity Bible to lay some emphasis. Then we will leave ourselves to make a choice, a rational choice. Just like I said one more time, illusion, something, do you know, I want us to be able to just be able to grasp when we talk about something that deceives by producing a false or misleading impression of reality. Or it could be the state or condition of being deceived, misapprehension. I love that. A state of being deceived, or it could be misapprehension. That is the definition of illusion. And I want to establish this deceit and to familiarize us with what is going on in our world. I want to quickly read from the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 4 to verse 14. Then I will continue on this discussion. Matthew 24, from verse 4 to 14. And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilence, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved." I will stop from that verse 13. Illusion of the familiarity. We are living in a state or the world that's been advocated for freedom of speech, democracy per se. But we can just familiar ourselves with ongoing struggle of what we are thinking about of this democracy. We can be able to deduct it. I'm not an advocate of any system of government, nor being a politician or a political motivator. But like I said, the concept of today's discussion, which we are just discussing, is the illusion of the familiarity. And then, like I just give us the definition, illusion could be something that deceives by producing a false or misleading impression of reality. For instance, democracy is a system of government ruled by majority. Under the concept of the law, the rule of laws is equality before the law. But you can just familiarize yourself with this illusion of human interpretation of something, of reality at times. For instance, this is evidence in our country, or United States of America. In 2000, presidential election, if we witness it, between Al Gore and George W. Bush, the election victors was decided by, according to those people that are in charge of election, it says the president that won in 2000 won by majority vote. But his opponent was declared to have popular vote. By logic, to be popular has to go with majority. But by those interpretation of the law, there is demarcation between popular and majority. We can decide on that. Whether it's possible to be popular without having majority, or being majority without being popular. I will leave that one. Illusion of the familiarity. And the concept of illusion is to deceive people. Watch this out. Everything I observe has an objective existence. It can also be observed by other individuals. And I can verify my conclusions. The self can be contemplated by no one but me. I have no witnesses to corroborate my analysis. Myself declares what myself is. And this self is not reliable. That is a philosophy. But to have this philosophical idea that I just tell you, I want, like I said, I'm talking about religion, then daily occurrences. That's why I use what happened even in the most democratic government in the whole world, civilized world. Watch this illusion too. In those days, in Ulrich Zwingli, this man was a priest, a Catholic priest in Switzerland in the 16th century. Now, a personal confession experience led him to become first an adherent to Erasmus of Rotterdam and then of the reformer Luther. As a result of his influence, the Reformation became law in Zurich. The illusion of the familiarity. In the book that I read, in the book Holy Bible, Jesus was warned people not to be able to discern, not to be deceived. For many will come in Jesus' name. Many will come in the name of religion. Many will come in the name of expert, skillful, and in the name of whatever you can think about, and they try to distort the vision. Now I'm going back to religion now. This is in the 16th century ago, a long time, when there was reformations. Now, I continue. Many real abuses practiced in the Catholic Church were abolished. That is when there was Reformation, the church was divided into two. All images and organs were thrown out of churches. And celibacy in the priesthood was renounced. We still have celibacy in the Catholic. I'm not an advocate for any churches, but I'm just trying to expose the illusion even in the concept of beliefs. Now, this reformer had to fight at the same time on many fronts against those who did not accept his puritanical morals, against the Baptists, who did not recognize infant baptism. The church is now into three forms now: Catholicism, Reformer, and Baptist. Now, you will see the illusion, which is typically based on philosophy. And a philosophy really is about an opinion. Now, this man singly endorses the baptism of the infant. And there was another conflict in the Last Supper. to Luther, the bread and wine given to people are flesh and blood of Jesus. But to this man, Ulrich Zwingli of Switzerland, it's just a symbolic. So because of these different ideas, and the one, everyone idea want everybody to believe his own idea supersede out ideas. Luther refused even to shake hands with Ulrich, despite this man was a reformer like Luther. He has left the Catholicism because he believed what they are doing is not right. Luther too was formerly a Catholic, but was a reformer too. But because you will see the illusion of the familiarity, one believed that, okay, when you take Holy Communion, you are eating the blood and flesh. Another one said, no, that is cannibalism. No, it is symbolic. There is a sharp difference beliefs. And this one will lead me to the effect of the illusion. If care is not taken, if we were susceptible to be deceived and apprehend that deceitfulness to be reality, the fact, the consequences can be very disastrous. Watch it. In ongoing conflict between these reformers, three reformers, Catholicism, Luther, and Zwingli, he was very, very adamant about making the whole Switzerland possibly Protestant and urge the slaughter of the Catholic canton. Can you see what religious illusion can bring about? The illusion of the familiarity, like Jesus have already said. People believe that their own religion is the better. The one system of government is the best. Forgetting that in every nation there is nationalists. The same thing in the kingdom of this concept of religion. This reformer believe that it's all philosophy must be supersede any other ideas. Then he ordered everyone that does not believe in his own idea to be killed. He even used terror to encourage respect for his moral rules. Can you see that? In the end, he planned the blockade of food for the Catholic cantons. With the support of Catholic Austria, then went to war against Zurich. Now there is war broke. Can you see what illusion can be? Illusion. Something that deceives by producing a false or misleading impression of reality. I will give you quickly what happened in the Supreme Court in the United States of America in June 28, 2012, in which justice says lie is protected speech. Lie is protected speech. I don't have time to go into that. Decision was just decided between 6-3. In case you want to find it out, Stolen Valor Act, the illusion of the familiarity. Let's see. The battle was so fierce, and hundreds died. Look what illusion can bring. in the process of misleading people, in the process of producing a false or misleading. Don't make mistake. Those many that have been illusion were sincerely of what they are doing. They said the battle was fierce and hunger died. The Catholics shouted death to the heretics. The Protestants replied death to the idolaters. In this process of war, Zwingli was captured because he was wounded. And the Catholic wanted to spear him. And they offered him, if he wanted a priest, he made the sign, no. Then they told him, there is no more time for confessing. Pray to Mother of God and the saints that they may obtain grace for you. He refused to, and they decided he did not deserve to live. He was dead. After he was killed, look at this illusion now. Opinion giver as to what to do with his body. Some proposed that he be cut in 5 pieces, one for each canton as a trophy. Other were for burning the corpses. As for his master, Luther, he considered Zwingli's death a judgment of God and wondered if the Swiss reformer could be saved and enter heaven. You can see the illusion. The illusion. And the causes of illusion is based on our opinion. And that is why people do not rely much more on what you think you know. Because knowledge has no end. We can see the advancement of technology and what illusion is causing people to do now. Like I told you, the case between the stolen, the violent, that is life protected, stolen valor act, in which 6 judges divine lie to be a protected speech. But the concept of the interpretation of this law is that, is it right to tell lie? Let me just read small thing what this the attorney for the defendant in this case said. We've never said that people shouldn't be upset about these things. Illusion always brings hatred. Illusion always brings people to be hungry. Illusion always causes fight between 2 friends. Illusion divided the house. Lie is wrong. A lie about military honor is wrong. He mentioned the defendant in this case that has admitted as such. But what the court said today was it is not illegal. That is, lying sometimes could be legal. The illusion of the familiarity. I've showed us the meaning of illusion, the effect of the illusion, how it looked like. The question is, how can we just know the truth? I don't have time for that because I've just read about what we think we can observe, that what you see, everything I observed, has an objective existence. And that the way it appeared to me might not appear to you. Because of my interpretation of the same objective things we are looking at, does not make me superior to less to somebody that is giving very dissimilar to what I think we can see. Because there are many reasons for differences in interpretation of reality. It could be my sight, my knowledge at that time, environment, cultural beliefs, the revelation that what I mean special and the general. But it's unfortunate that today we tend to live by illusion than to try to share a common ground for ourselves. And using the influence as a weapon of force to suppress anything that is different from our own philosophy. And that is why I use the religion, I use the political system, and I establish it even as it's going from the beginning. But the question is now, how can we just overcome the illusion? This might be very, very tough. Because knowledge, like I said, is unlimited. They have knowledge of something does not make me to have the understanding of that the same thing. But to end this broadcast today, the only way we can be lived satisfied really in this time is to put the trust in the Creator of heaven and earth. That is the Almighty God. And when you do that, He's the only one that can deliver, because He's one that is understanding past finding. And He's the one that He is the truth. And every other truth being proclaimed by religious leaders, even by the so-called experts, even by the knowledge of humanity, are drawn from Him. And that what people think we know, it is based on their perception. Therefore, we have to be familiar with ourselves that we are in the day of illusion. But the way out is to put trust in the Creator of everything. Thank you very much for listening to today's broadcast. To summarize, the illusion of the familiarity, the danger, the effect, the merit and demerit, the causes of the illusion, the cost and the resolution. Thank you and God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. Please be sure to tune in for another broadcast on October 14th, on which the topic will be the power of the covenant at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Please tune in and may God bless you. Thank you.